From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The medical group Doctors Without Borders says three of its staff members are dead and more than 30 others unaccounted for after its trauma center in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz suffered sustained bombing early today. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz since Taliban militants who took over the city earlier in the week. Authorities in Afghanistan say at least 60 people have been killed, 466 wounded in the battle between government troops and the Taliban for control of Kunduz. Here in Washington, President Obama says the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside Syria. Mr. Obama spoke Friday about Russian President Vladimir Putin's strategy in Syria.
He doesn't distinguish between ISIL and a moderate Sunni opposition that wants to see Mr. Assad go. From their perspective, they're all terrorists. And that's a recipe for disaster. And it's one that I reject.
President Obama said this lack of distinction will have consequences for the Syria that emerges from the conflict because the moderates will be needed to help run the country. Nor does Mr. Obama think the Putin strategy is a very popular one. Nigerian officials say the capital, Abuja, has been rocked by two explosions, no group immediately claiming responsibility, the attack having attributes of others by the homegrown extremist group Boko Haram. Militant group has killed more than 10,000 Nigerians since 2009 as part of a campaign to impose Islamic rule on northern Nigeria. This is VOA News.